Okay, so today we're going to dig into something I think a lot of businesses struggle with, and that's phone payments.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to make sure that things are being done securely and efficiently, right?
Right.
And we've got some interesting stuff to go over today, all about IVR payment solutions.
Yeah, IVR payments.
Yeah, interactive voice response, for folks who might not be familiar with the acronym.
Absolutely.
So we really want to kind of get into why these things are becoming so important. As more and more businesses are accepting payments over the phone,
Yeah, it's becoming mission critical for a lot of companies.
Yeah, so why don't we just jump right in? What are we seeing out there in the world? Why are businesses moving towards these IVR payment systems?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things, but one of the biggest things is just the fact that you can set it and forget it. You know, you can have it accept payments 24/7,
Oh, wow.
and nobody has to actually be there taking the payments, you know.
That makes a lot of sense, especially now that, people are working all sorts of different hours and, not everybody's on a 9-to-5 schedule anymore. So,
Right. And it's a lot more convenient for your customers too.
oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, if somebody wants to pay their bill at midnight, they can do it, you know, so.
Makes sense. So we talked about convenience, but obviously when we're talking about payments, security is a huge
Absolutely. Yeah.
issue. How does IVR actually make things more secure?
Well, it's all about taking the human element out of the equation, right? So if a customer is entering their payment information directly through their phone keypad, then nobody on your staff is actually seeing that information or writing it down.
Gotcha. So it's like that data is never really exposed
It's
in a
embedded.
place where it could be, compromised.
Right.
Interesting.
And that's really important for PCI compliance too.
Oh, PCI, that's a good point.
Yeah, so IDR systems, they're specifically designed to handle this sensitive payment data in a secure way, and it can really drastically reduce the risk of a data breach.
So we're not just talking about convenience here. We're talking about
No.
a fundamental shift in how secure those transactions are.
Right.
And you mentioned PCI compliance, and I think that's something that a lot of businesses probably have a little bit of like a headache about.
Oh, yeah.
So how does IVR actually help with that whole process?
Well, it helps in a couple of different ways. The biggest thing is that it reduces your PCI scope. So, because your employees aren't handling credit card information, there are fewer areas of your business that are subject to those really strict PCI regulations.
So less to worry about, less to keep track of.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So that's good news, I guess, for businesses.
Yeah, and less PCI scope means less complex audits, less staff training,
Oh, that makes sense.
less oversight, less cost.
Less cost. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so bottom line, IVR helps with PCI compliance in a very real, tangible way.
Absolutely. It's a huge help.
Okay, so for somebody who's listening to this and they've never implemented an IVR system before,
Right.
it might sound a little bit intimidating, but it's not really that complicated, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, you can start with a very basic off-the-shelf IVR payment solution. So you don't need to do this big, huge, years-long IT project. You know, it's really designed to be implemented pretty quickly.
Okay, that's good news. So it's not like you have to completely overhaul your whole system to get started with this.
Exactly. And you can always scale up later as your business grows.
Okay, so start small, grow big.
Exactly.
But even with that small setup, you're still getting those security benefits right away, and you're on the road to better PCI compliance.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so there's a quote here that I thought was really interesting. It says, quote, IVR payments are a great way for businesses to accept payments over the phone in a way that is fully automated, available 24/7, and secure, end quote.
Yeah, I mean, that really sums it up pretty well.
Fully automated, available all the time, and secure. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
It does, yeah.
Okay, so let's drill down a little bit more on this whole PCI scope thing,
Okay.
because, as I said, that seems to be a real advantage for IVR.
It is.
So how does it actually work? How does it reduce that scope?
Well, you know, we talked about how taking staff out of the picture is really important. And that's because when your employees aren't handling credit card information directly, there are just fewer things that you have to worry about from a PCI perspective. Less to secure, less to document, you know.
So PCI auditors are going to be a lot happier with you.
Exactly. Yeah. And your staff doesn't have to go through as much training. You don't have to constantly monitor how payments are being processed.
Less paperwork, less hassle,
Yeah, exactly. Less
less
cost.
cost,
Yeah.
always good.
Yeah. And you can focus on your core business activities.
Right. Put those resources somewhere else. That's more important.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So we talked about how you can get started with IVR and we talked about the benefits, but what about integrating it with, you know, your existing business systems?
Yeah, that's an important consideration.
Yeah, so how does that work?
Well, there are different levels of integration, you know, and it really depends on the needs of the business.
Okay.
So at the most basic level, you have a standalone system.
Okay.
Where the customer inputs their payment information.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really talk to your other systems.
Gotcha.
That might be fine for some businesses.
Right.
But for others, they might need something a little bit more sophisticated.
Okay. And what would that look like?
Well, you could have something called batch processing.
Okay.
Where payment details are collected by the IVR system.
Right.
And then they're validated and your payment records are updated maybe like once a day.
Okay. So it's not happening in real time, but it's at least happening, you know, on a regular basis.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And then what if you need something even more advanced than that?
Well, then you'd want a real-time API connection.
API. Okay. And what would that do?
So that allows for a constant flow of information between the IVR payment solution and your other business systems.
Oh, wow. So it's like they're talking to each other constantly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And I think there's a quote here that says, quote, connecting your business systems to your IVR payment solution is the foundational element for supporting most advanced payment processing workflows, end quote.
Yeah. And that's really true.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
If you want to have those really sophisticated workflows,
right,
you need to have that real-time connection.
Okay, so how does a business decide which level of integration is right for them?
Well, I think the main factors to consider are the volume of transactions.
Okay.
The technical resources that you have available.
Right.
And how quickly you need that payment information to be updated.
Okay, makes sense.
So if you have a high volume of transactions,
yeah,
and you need things to be updated very quickly, then you're probably going to want that real-time API connection.
Yeah, right. If you're a smaller business and you don't have as many transactions, maybe the batch processing is enough.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So we've talked a lot about the benefits of IVR, but I want to circle back to security and compliance.
Okay.
Because that really seems to be where IVR shines.
It does, yeah.
So let's talk about how IVR actually enhances security.
Okay, so the biggest thing is that it removes human interaction with sensitive payment data.
Right.
So a well-designed IVR system will ensure that payment details are processed directly from the customer to the payment processor.
Okay.
Without your employees ever seeing that raw data.
Okay. So it's just never really in a vulnerable position.
Exactly. And that's what we call data protection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so because that data is protected, that makes compliance a lot easier too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're keeping that sensitive data out of your internal systems.
Right.
You don't have to worry about securing it as much.
Right.
You don't have to worry about documenting it as much.
So less of a headache overall. Okay, cool. There's another quote here I wanted to mention. It says, quote, protecting sensitive payment data accepted over the phone while managing PCI compliance can be overwhelming. IVR payment automation provides a simple, effective way to secure transactions while reducing compliance workload, end quote.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's very true. It can be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So if you're still doing things manually,
right,
you know, with live agents, it sounds like IVR could really be a big help.
It could, yeah.
What are some of the operational improvements that businesses can expect to see if they make that switch?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is just the extended availability.
Okay.
So your customers can make payments 24/7.
Right. Anytime, day or night.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's a big plus for customer satisfaction.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And it can also really improve your cash flow.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not just about convenience. It's about actually getting paid faster.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And what about efficiency?
Oh, yeah. IVR transactions are processed much more quickly than if you have a live agent.
Okay. So that makes things faster, less expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it frees up your staff to do other things that are more, you know, more important, more high value.
Right.
So that's a big benefit as well.
It is, yeah.
There's a quote here I like. It says, quote, with automated IVR payments, sensitive information is processed without human intervention, minimizing exposure and simplifying compliance, end quote.
That really gets to the heart of it, yeah.
So it seems like it's a win-win all around.
It seems like it, yeah.
Okay, so let's say you're convinced and you're ready to implement an IVR system.
Okay.
What's the best way to go about making that change?
Well, the material suggests a 4-step process.
Okay, what are those steps?
So first, you need to assess your current payment workflows.
Okay.
You know, where your pain points are.
Right.
What your needs are.
Okay.
then you need to select an IVR payment solution
okay.
that meets your specific security and compliance needs.
Right.
Make sure you do your due diligence.
Right.
Choose a reputable vendor.
Okay.
Then once you've chosen a solution,
yeah.
you need to test it thoroughly before you go live.
Oh, yeah. Very important. Yeah. Don't want to have any surprises.
Okay. And then finally, you need to train your staff
okay.
on the new system and communicate the benefits to your customers.
Right. Get everybody on board.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, cool. So as we wrap up here, I'm curious what you think about, you know, the future of phone payments.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that IVR is becoming the standard.
Really?
Yeah, it's the most secure.
Okay.
It's the most efficient.
Okay.
And it's the best way to meet those increasingly complex compliance requirements.
So it's not just a nice to have anymore, it's a must have.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so final takeaway then. IVR is becoming essential for businesses that want to process phone payments securely, efficiently, and in compliance with all the rules and regulations.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's some really interesting food for thought, you know?
Yeah.
As we move more and more towards this world of automation, you know, what other processes can we be automating in our businesses to make things more secure, more efficient, and, you know, just easier to manage?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into IVR payments.
My pleasure.